cry. Put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop.
I just sort of sit around day after day in quiet desperation, knowing that I have nothing to be happy about.
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to kill yourself.
Love Workshop!
And maybe you could get into some real sick behavior, like possibly rubbing this chocolate snack cake I have here into your hair.
Love Workshop, the weekly program designed to make your life a little less enjoyable with...
me, Vern.
And myself, Craig.
That's us, Vern and Craig.
Modern Bible Productions presents... Jesus Christ, Air Conditioning Repairman.
He's the Son of God, but he don't care. He's got a regular job
in air conditioning repair.
Does the job right the first time,
but he don't mind a laugh or two.
'Cause he's Jesus Christ and he's keeping the air cool for me and you.
And now, here's the Right Reverend Eugene Callahan with tonight's introduction.
Good evening, modern Christians. As you know, this program is designed to put God's wonderful stories in a more realistic, contemporary setting, so the Bible will make better sense to ordinary people like ourselves. Let's all join Jesus on the job right now. Morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Pete. We've got a lot of calls to make, so we may as well get started.
Where to, boss?
Well, we've got a leper over on 19th Avenue who's got a bad compressor.
We're on our way, boss.
Hello? We're here to fix your air conditioning unit, sir.
Oh, you must be Jesus Christ. Please come in.
I want you to know that I like you, because you're a leper. Where's your compressor?
I don't know.
He's humble, too, Pete. I like that.
Right, boss.
All right, let's see what the problem is here.
He's helping out the leper, oh yeah, working hard and long. Taking apart the compressor, finding out what's wrong. He's helping out the leper, oh yeah, working hard and long. Taking apart the compressor, finding out what's wrong, he's helping out.
Just as I suspected, out of Freon.
I don't think we have enough with us to fill it up, Jesus.
No problem, Pete.
Oh, Jesus, I love it when you multiply the Freon.
Just doing my job, Pete. Let's set the thermostat and be on our way.
Right, boss.
Sir, I want you to keep this set right around 78 degrees so you won't put too much of a strain on it.
I don't think he's getting it, Jesus. Looks like he died while we were outside.
Oh.
What's going on?
Like I was saying, keep the thermostat set at 78 degrees so you won't put too much of a strain on the unit.
Thank you, Jesus.
My pleasure.
We'll return to Jesus Christ, Air Conditioning Repairman, after this short commercial message.
Does this remind you of your last confession?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 4 weeks since my last confession. My sins are, I lied. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's see. I lied. Gee, I can't remember.
Well, there's just no excuse for telling God you can't remember your sins when he knows that the Doherty Pocket Sin Organizer is now available at your favorite store. Hi, this is Jack Thompson. Now, when I'm not playing Jesus Christ air conditioning repairman, I make an occasional mistake myself. That's why I always carry the Doherty Pocket Sin Organizer with me wherever I go. It's small, fits in the palm of my hand, and so easy to use.
Right, Jack. Just press one of the Sin Organizer's 10 buttons, one for each commandment, every time you commit a sin. Let's say you've just thought about jamming your next-door neighbor's wife. Simply click number 9, and next confession, you've got it on record.
And I'm really impressed with the convenient memory feature. All I have to do is push recall, and the Sin Organizer displays my lifetime sin tally. Just the thing for quick purgatory computations.
And best of all, Jack, the special hell indicator light may save your soul. That's right, enter a mortal steps in and the pulsing red light on the side panel flashes on and stays on as a constant reminder of your dangerous spiritual situation.
Unconscious or dead, accident victims can save the priest a lot of guesswork by carrying and using the Doherty Pocket Sin Organizer. I sure do.
Available now at fine stores everywhere.
And now back to Jesus Christ, Air Conditioning Repairman.
All right, who's next on the list, Pete?
Well, okay, Jesus, Mrs. Valdez, the oppressed, miserable person over on Grand Avenue, says her window unit's icing up.
Hello, Mrs. Valdez. I'm Jesus Christ, and this is my assistant, Pete. And we're here to take a look at your air conditioner.
Oh, please to come in, por favor.
I want you to know that I like you because you're oppressed and miserable. Have you been cleaning your filter regularly?
What is a filter?
Looks like she doesn't understand the instruction manual, Jesus.
You'll take care of that. Mrs. Valdez, I'll just put these instructions in tongues and you're all set.
Oh, I understand now, Mr. Jesus. Cortés fue un hombre extraordinario en todos sus actos. Ningún conquistador le supera un juicio, valor, táctica, generosidad y sinceridad religiosa. Después de la conquista empezó a despertar.
Jesus made the words, but he knows what they mean. Now, Señora Valdez, we'll keep her filter clean. Jesus made the words, but she knows what they mean. Now, Señora Valdez, we'll keep her filter clean.
There you go, Mrs. Valdez.
Muchas gracias, Mr. Jesus.
Don't mention it.
We'll return to Jesus Christ, Air Conditioning Repairman, in just a moment.
Masturbation is a sin. The masturbator murders an average of 25 million potential souls every time he succumbs to this activity. That's equivalent to dropping a hydrogen bomb on Southern California just for a few sick moments of pleasure. To assist our young people in avoiding this wholesale slaughter of billions of human lives annually, the Doherty Corporation is introducing the all-new Doherty Pocket Sex Diverter, a remarkably simple device that plays an effective motivational recording developed especially by leading psychologists from around the world. Thinking about masturbating? Simply click on the Pocket Sex Diverter, listen, and be saved. Only we offer this exclusive radio demonstration.
Think about a nasty girl. Would you like me? I'm really nasty.
Quick, turn on your Doherty Pocket Sex Diverter and listen.
His blood-gorged monster inched forward. This is really going to feel good, the woman squealed oddly, as her midsection suddenly became transformed into a commercial ice crusher.
Hello, I'm a girl. I'm fat and sticky.
Hey, I'm marching along, singing a song. I really feel great, don't masturbate. Hey.
Hi, this is Leonard W. Kramer, president of the United States Steel Corporation. I do not masturbate, although I could if I wanted to, I don't. I am the president and chief operating executive of the United States Steel Corporation.
Smart kids don't do it. Leonard W. Kramer doesn't do it either. Remember what God says.
Girls are nasty. Boy, I feel better now. Hey, let's play some ball.
All right.
The Doherty Pocket Sex Diverter works, and God knows it. Don't risk having to explain why you don't have one on Judgment Day. Order your Doherty Pocket Sex Diverter now.
Available at fine stores everywhere.
And now, back to Jesus Christ, Air Conditioning Repairman.
Hey, Pete, let's make one more call before we break for lunch.
Okay, boss, I've got a blind man at 15th and Broadway who's not getting proper air circulation downstairs.
Let's roll, Pete.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, I don't let in strangers.
Hey, don't talk to my boss like
that. It's all right, Pete, he's blind. I like the guy. Perhaps something is blocking your hot air return, sir. Why don't you check it out for me?
Man, I'm blind, I don't even know where the return is.
Oh, maybe I can help.
I can see!
Okay, now check out that vent.
Oh my gosh, somebody moved a couch in front of it.
Mind if we come in now?
Not at all.
Well, obviously, if we move this couch, it will upset the entire balance of the room decor. How about if I split the couch in half and make a couple of love seats out of it? That way, the vent will have more exposure.
Oh, Jesus, I love it when you divide things.
There you go. Free circulation restored. Ready for lunch now, Pete?
You bet, Jesus. Hello again. This is the Right Reverend Eugene Callahan. I hope you have learned a valuable lesson from our Bible story this evening. We at Modern Bible Presentations would like to hear what you have learned, so why don't you take a moment right now to call this radio station and let us know how Jesus Christ, Air Conditioning Repairman, has affected your life. Look up the number and dial right now. We're waiting for your call.
Vern, I have a letter here from Salominio, the dead movie star.
Mm-hmm.
It goes like, Dear Vern and Craig,
okay.
I really enjoyed your modern Bible story this evening. Being dead, I'm sure you can understand how I might be interested in the Lord and all of that stuff. Too bad for me, huh? Sincerely, Salominio.
Yeah, it's a real nice letter, don't you think, Vern?
I sure do. Real nice letter, Craig.
Well,
yeah.
Good night.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Craig.
That's us,
Craig. That's
Vern
us,
and Craig
and Vern.